States tomorrow.
The headlines are filled every day with stories about inflation and rising interest rates. Farmers National Company Senior Vice President of Strategy, Sales and Marketing, Matt Gunderson, says that hasn't hurt land values.
There's a lot of cash out there yet, and so we think a lot of that cash is getting applied to these land sales and then financing some debt to it. But it'll be, you know, when the cash kind of gets burned through a little bit, we'll be able to see what that's really going to measure up to.
In the droughty areas, Gunderson expects cash rents to hold steady. The areas receiving beneficial rain will see 5 to 10% rate increases for 2023. There's been some minor adjustments in the length of these rental agreements.
If we're looking at, you know, the Red River Farm Network area, we're still seeing multi-year terms for certain things, especially if you're starting to tie in, you know, potatoes or sugar beets into that crop rotation things. They're going to need that multi-year contract from a lease standpoint. Other areas, we're still seeing year-to-year leases with that. And so that's allowing those cash rents and other things to adjust to market cycles. We also have seen sort of that bonus flex provision come into some of those leases as well for those times are good. So you're not having to try to figure out how you negotiate that previous good year into next year's lease.
Growth Energy.